Here's a thought about rounded corners. A customer who recently purchased one of my chapbooks wrote me an email asking about why I put rounded corners on the images in the layout. I wish I could tell you it was a very sophisticated answer, but it's really a much more pragmatic and slightly aesthetically influenced answer. Chapbooks are made by folding paper and then sewing two sheets of paper together. And that form of folding and sewing requires a relatively lightweight paper. Most printing papers, matte papers, come in roughly 190 to 200 grams or 300 to 320 grams. I use the lighter weight one because it folds and can be sewn in a much more attractive book without sort of blooming, what they call not lying flat. So I use the lighter weight paper. The problem with the lighter weight paper is it's got vulnerable pointed corners on the outside corners, top and bottom of the folded and sewn chapbook. Those corners can easily get dented, they can get bent, and, you know, that would kind of ruin the look. So a standard technique in bookbinding and chapbooks is to round the corners of the paper. Well, if you round the corners of the paper and then use a layout and design that includes square corners on your images, it just kind of looks odd. So I round the corners of my images to match the rounded corner of the paper. It's an aesthetic decision. It isn't absolutely necessary, but I think it looks better that there's a consistency in the design between the rounded corners of the paper and the rounded corners of the images. So like I say, not a particularly sophisticated reason, but to my eye, it looks better to have that consistency.